This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The old trope about real estate is, of course, say it along with me if you know it, location, 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 about which, sure, fine, whatever. You know what matters more, though? Money matters more. And if you think real estate here is getting expensive, over in London, starter homes now cost more than 10 times average earnings. Fair housing advocates are appalled. One particular gripe being that some of the overseas buyers spending the most on real estate have come by their money in, shall we say, questionable ways. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Number 221B Baker Street is the handsome Georgian townhouse where fictional detective Sherlock Holmes once lived. Today, it could be a real-life crime scene. The property surrounding this famous address has been the subject of some recent serious sleuthing.
Hundreds and hundreds of hours of research involving looking at documents in Russian and German and, you know, company registers from around the world.
Chido Dunn and her colleagues at the anti-corruption group Global Witness have been on the trail of a master thief.
We conducted an investigation that revealed that big chunks of Baker Street, basically all the property surrounding the Sherlock Holmes Museum, is owned by someone with close links to Rakhat Aliyev.
He's been called the Moriarty of money laundering, Rakhat Aliyev, the late head of the secret police in Kazakhstan. He's reputed to have looted billions from the Kazakh treasury. It's not surprising that he or his associates would stash their cash here in London.
London has been a money laundering centre of choice for many, many years.
John Christensen of the Tax Justice Network, he says that the UK turns a blind eye to dodgy foreign cash laundered through British overseas territories like the Caymans, Bermuda and the British Virgin Islands. In recent years, he says, the dodgy cash has even fuelled the London real estate boom.
Very large inflows of dirty money mingled with large inflows of clean money have inflated London property markets to the point where the London property market is quite simply unaffordable to the vast majority of ordinary Londoners.
Another luxury apartment block goes up. Over the past decade, the London skyline has sprouted dozens of them. Most are sold to foreign investors. But who, precisely? Almost $200 billion worth of British real estate, much of it in London, is now owned anonymously by foreigners registered abroad. Local activist Andrew Barshall claims it's turning parts of London into a ghost town.
We've seen these huge new blocks go up, which are 75% empty. They're all sold, the flats, but nobody lives in them.
These are all foreign investors, then?
These are foreign investors, these are money launderers, these are South American drug dealers hiding their money in London.
Barshall believes that one of the worst effects of this foreign-fuelled property boom will be felt here, in a century-old low-income housing project right in the middle of one of the most expensive parts of London.
This is the Sutton Estate in Chelsea, in the centre of London. It's a stunning estate and it's beautifully built. This
was the cluster of fine old red brick apartment blocks was built from the legacy of an Edwardian philanthropist. He left his money to provide low-cost housing in a good neighbourhood for London's working poor. The plan today, to demolish and rebuild most of the estate. In the process, some of the residents will be sent to live outside London. 40% of the accommodation will be turned into luxury apartments, some costing up to $6 million.
What we're seeing here is nothing less than the social cleansing of the working poor from the centre of the city.
The Sutton Estate Housing Association and the local council both insist they need the extra funds from the redevelopment to build and maintain more properties. But Ian Henderson, a Sutton tenant, accuses them of cashing in on a dodgy boom.
They value property and profit more than people. They look at the land values, they see how much money they can make, and they just want to move the poor people out of London and just hand it over to the rich.
Central government, at least, does seem to be worried about the impact of illicit money on London housing. The Prime Minister is mulling over a new measure that will make it mandatory for anyone buying real estate in Britain to be identified. That won't stop this city's property boom, but it may help cool it. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.